Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Brooks.
Hey, John.
How you doing, buddy?
Do I seem different to you right now? Look at me. We're over
Your
here.
Your hair looks, everyone who can see you, your hair looks combed over.
I've, because of this COVID business going on, I come in through the basement, I throw my clothes in the wash, and I immediately take a shower.
Like, downstairs?
No, I go up, I walk through the house and go upstairs and take a shower. So I'm nice and clean because I've been out there in the world getting infected. But I haven't been able to get my hair cut. So my hair is like the longest it's ever been. Probably since I was, I don't know, maybe 12. It might've been longer one random summer, but I'm going at like 3 months now and I haven't shaved for 2 months now.
Yeah. The beard's looking good.
And yeah. Longest beard I've ever had. But, but I realized if I don't do anything when I shower, my hair is just fucking insane. Just all over the place. But now I get out of the shower and I have a combing regimen that I do. I comb it. I'm trying out different techniques. And I think
that's what
I think
intimidates me about growing my hair.
You don't want
You think you got something figured out?
I think yesterday I took it all. I pulled it into the middle. And I put a clip on it, just holding it straight up and down, like a ninja.
Top knot.
Or I felt like Tom Cruise in that Last Samurai movie.
Sure, yeah.
And then I took that clamp out, and my hair was going crazy. Like, there was this weird sticking straight up curl that I wasn't quite sure what to do with. So then I quickly got it wet and combed it over, and it looked nice this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that every night.
That's my thing. I've never figured out a hairdo. I'm just like, make it so short I don't have to do anything. So it just kind of looks like shit all the time.
I'm keeping this. This is my excuse to just see what happens. Long beard, long hair.
When I first got divorced, I started growing my hair. I think I went over a year without growing cutting my hair.
Wow.
It was like down into my eyes, you know?
Wow.
Like 4 inches long. And I just still never knew what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like this big puffy mess. Because if it's clean, it's puffy and ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be like a little greasy.
Yeah.
And I had to like put product in it and have you buy like mousse or something. And I was like, boy, this is a lot of work. And I have to comb it so it doesn't look bad. I never figured it out, so I just gave up on it and cut it off one day.
You got a lot of life left, man.
In my hair?
In your hair? Your hair is holding on solid, man.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's going in a little. My hair still sticks up straight as like from when I was 21, just sticks straight up once it dries. So, but it's definitely a lot thinner in the front there.
The forehead gets a little bigger as you get older, but I'm really jealous of my son Owen's hair. It's getting really long and beautiful. He's like flipping it around and shit.
He has beautiful hair, man.
He does. He has like really fine hair that lays down flat.
Perfectly flat.
Us wavy haired guys have problems, you know? It doesn't lay down ever. I thought, you know, after a few months of it growing out, it'll eventually kind of lay flat. No, it never did. It was always like big. And I don't need a bigger looking head.
I'm going to see
the far end of the spectrum on that. I don't need to push it past 100 percentile.
I want to see what my hair, how big it can get.
Yeah. You want to push it to the limit?
I'm not putting any product in it. I haven't been shampooing it, but I've been conditioning it. I'm trying that out. If I do nothing, it gets really frizzy and crazy, but I've just been conditioning it. So I've grown a lot since the guy that only
developing
shampooed.
As a person.
I only shampooed like once a month and never put conditioner in. And so I've really grown. But
my wife showed me some dry shampoo. Have you ever seen that?
Huh?
I was pretty skeptical of it. It's really strange. It's sort of like a hairspray. It's kind of mixed with dry ice, like duster kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you spray it on your head, and it's like kind of cold, and it's perfumey, and it just like dissolves the oil that's in your hair. So you can spray your hair with it, and it's just like not oily, but you don't have to shower or anything. Very strange.
Hmm. I've heard of the dry conditioner.
Call in Kirsten and tell us how it works, because it seems like magic to me.
Our friend, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, but it's cool. Our friend Sheena, Chris Haas's wife.
Yeah.
Back a long time ago, she got her hair bleached so much, or maybe it's this way to this day, but she had so much work done on it that it, like, you grab onto it and it felt like hay.
Like, oh, it was so crunchy.
It was so crunchy from all this.
How often were you grabbing her hair?
It was like one day. See, this is why I think it's fine to say, because she just randomly told me, she was like, my hair is really weird. I've just destroyed it from all this abuse. Feel it.
Yeah, I think bleaching is like, pretty. Ugh. I think bleaching is pretty aggressive, you know, going blonde, because it really destroys the hair. Fuck, I don't know.
You should go blonde.
Bring
back that Eminem Slim Shady. He left
it. Yeah, I had that shit in high school, man.
You did?
I also had frosted tips.
Oh, frosted tips? I haven't. Oh, yeah. I've been too scared to do anything.
Ever to your hair?
I've never colored it. I've never, like, hydrogen peroxide it. I've never, done any of that. I've just now can get a full beard.
Yeah, you've really lived it. A sheltered life. Blossoming into a beautiful flower.
I'm hitting my midlife crisis right now. So that's
there
it.
There you go.
Mark it, 35.
Almost. It's a good time to start.
I'm going to 70. You can
look at your... yeah, you can determine your depth.
Uh-huh.
You can look at your brother Simon to get an idea what your hair will look like longer, because he was grown out pretty aggressively there for a while.
It's hard looking past that lion face of Simon's. He's a beautiful man. Nice beard.
Once he told me years ago he was never going to shave his face again, and he lied.
He's a liar.
He's a filthy liar.
He's a filthy liar.
We all know this.
Yep. Rudy's across the street has moved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
He's like, hey, I haven't worked for 2 months. He called the landlord and was like, I found a place that's way cheaper. It's like a third of the rent, and it's up the street on Foster. So he's like, the landlord said, hey, I got a guy that'll move in, take over.
No kidding.
Your lease is up if you want to leave. And he was like, all right, cleaned up.
Is he able to cut hair? I don't think people are open yet.
He's not able to cut hair, but at least he's saving whatever, $1,500 bucks a month, like that he's not paying out to someone for nothing.
For no reason, yeah.
To not work. But, yeah, he's hustling. He's like, once this opens back up, he's going to be working 16 hours a day.
Just to make up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Yeah, I was thinking about that, like, you know, when we do open back up and these service people get back to work, they're all just going to be digging themselves out of a big asshole for months and years trying to get back to where they were before this all started. Like, and it sucks because there's, like... I don't think there's a lot of recourse for these people. There's no answer or solution. It's just, you know what? That's how capitalism works. Get back to fucking work. Pay those bills.
Either you give up or you try and hustle and fucking get your way out of this.
Yeah, got to keep working. So speaking of COVID, I have a joke I'm formulating.
All right. See what I got.
I went for a walk today with my family, dragging around three kids. Kind of hard work, and as I was coming up a hill on the way back home, I couldn't decide if I possibly have COVID-19 or I'm just really out of shape. So I was having a hard time breathing. There's some joke in there somewhere.
I was thinking this. I had the same exact joke.
Am I fat or do I have COVID?
No, my thing was, do I have COVID or could my shortness of breath be because of the copious amounts of sugar that I've been putting in my body for the past 2 months?
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, and it goes with those other symptoms of just like general fatigue. Malaise.
Check.
Yep. Check. Check.
Diarrhea. Check.
Check. Most of the days. Well, no, not really. I don't have a lot of diarrhea, Brooks. Oh. Fortunately.
I'm lucky.
Let's brag about our pooping habits.
Hey, Rob is on the show. This is the intro. We're not doing a whole new episode. We could, though. No. Rob, my buddy Rob, that I met down in Vegas 2018,
right,
is on the podcast today. And you're going to hear him.
Yeah. Yeah, Canadian John. I always call him Canadian Rob. But our great friend to the Great White North.
And he's going
in and chats with us for a while.
And he's going to the opposite side of the continent.
No spoilers.
Oh,
no spoilers.
And what else do we talk about? Sneak peek.
Well, you'll just have to find out. Listen and find out. I mean, what a cliffhanger. What's going to happen?
I'm just gonna preemptively apologize for anything that I may have said on this podcast. I don't usually get the chance to record a podcast, listen back to it, and then later talk as a lead into it. Some of the things I said, I regret. All right.
Oh, that should be the tagline to the whole podcast. All right. Well, see you on the other side.
Enjoy.
Yeah, Brooks is a loud motherfucker.
Hey.
So, Rob, are you in a basement of some kind?
I actually am in a basement of some kind, so this is
perfect.
Basement buddies, like, properly remote.
Yeah. No, it is the rule.
So
yeah, even if I didn't have a basement, I would have gone somewhere that had a basement.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So where are you at? Up in Rob here, lifetime listener, up in Canada.
Yeah, the judge committed him to listening to us forever.
I met this crazy guy in Vegas that accosted me and was like, you will listen to this podcast or you will go home.
That's the majority of our listeners are under duress. They've been forced to listen.
The super fans seem to be family members or family friends.
Yeah, either my wife or a good friend.
I wonder if there's one person out there that's like, just randomly stumbled across us from nowhere.
It could be
that dude.
And every time you guys talk like this, they get mad where they're like, no, I'm the exception. Yeah. I like you guys for you.
Well, write in and let us know.
Send in an email. BasementBuddiesPod @gmail.com.
I mean, we are drowning in emails, so.
I'm going to have to get myself a fake Hotmail or Gmail account and send in this mysterious, like, unknown fan.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't want to give it out, but your email address is pretty hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That was from 1997 when email was new.
That makes sense.
And that was back when I was a rock climber, but still too big to be a rock climber.
Right.
So everyone, even at work, because they'd be like, what's your email? And like, why does a 40-year-old man have that for his email?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Because I'm too old to change it now. Like, it's been 23 years of that email, so I'm not going to change now.
I think we can give out his email. He's not. We just won't give him the @, because they're never going to figure out your.
I mean, also, who gives a shit, right? I mean,
it would just probably go to my spam file anyways.
Yeah. I always like it when people have kind of a funny email, like your personal email, Brooks, isn't Skunker something?
No, that's my Skunker Pants is my Wi-Fi.
Oh, right.
And I'm
real professional.
Real professional.
Yeah.
I wish we had
someone at AOL.
I think all those people are in the graveyard now.
Yeah, right. No, my mom still uses a Juno email.
Oh,
you remember what Juno was? It was like a free email.
Back when not all of them were
free. Late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah. She's like, I'll never change it. I'll keep it forever.
My favorite search engine is still Ask Jeeves.
I'm an Alta Vista man myself.
What's Jeeves been
Can you still build websites with GeoCities?
Yep. I bet you could. Somewhere.
Probably be a real bitchin' one.
Oh, yeah.
So, Rob, what's happening, man?
Not much. Today was Mother's Day, so I cooked some steak and scallops.
Oh, nice.
That way, not too bad. And then tomorrow I have to pack and I move across the country to Cape Breton in Nova Scotia.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Why are you moving?
I'm moving out there to help my friend open a restaurant that he's opening up there. He moved out about like a year ago, and we had been planning on it, and then the pandemic happened, and about a week into it, he called, and he's like, so we're still doing this, because I've sunk all my money into this, so we got to open somehow. So it's definitely interesting in the middle of a pandemic, I'm having to move across the country.
Are you packing up? Like everything, like legit.
Not everything. It's basically like a seasonal job. Okay. So it's not, I'm not packing up house and home and having to truck across. So it's filling up a bunch of bags full of cooking gear and a bit of personal stuff and hop on the plane.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess that'd be a hell of a drive. Well, wait, Nova Scotia is an island, right? Is it?
Well, Nova Scotia, they're Cape Breton where I'm going is an island, but they have kind of a permanent land bridge now.
Okay.
But Nova Scotia is basically as far east except for Newfoundland, which is further out in another bigger island.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. My friend Brett just moved like 3 weeks ago, and it was really hard for him because he like couldn't get rid of extra shit. He just had to throw it away because Goodwill's closed.
Or closed. Dang.
And that's how you got your couch.
Pick up my kid hollering. Yeah, it's, well, not that anyone can hear, but it's sitting back there. I disassembled it and put it in the basement.
Oh, it's a basement couch?
It will be. I mean, it is now.
Is that the birthday boy yelling for you, John?
No, I think it's my girl. Yeah, so today's a big eventful day. Like Rob said, it's Mother's Day, which is a big day, but it's also my son's birthday. It's also my mom's birthday and Superfan Alex's birthday as well.
Oh,
there's
man.
A lot of shit going on. Yeah.
I probably should have stopped off by Alex's and yelled at her from the street.
We, we dropped off a supply package birthday, you know, box of shit for him. And, it's Pete's birthday in 2 days. And, we chatted with him across the fence for a while, which was nice. But we didn't interact. No hugging or anything.
It's,
you know, Alex.
We went out to... Rob, you live right now, you're living at your parents'?
Yeah, just at the folks' house in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Oh.
For Americans, that's above Montana.
Ah. I thought you were in BC for some reason.
No, I have worked and lived there, but Alberta is predominantly where I hang my hat when I'm not out cooking around.
Is that like plains kind of area or is it mountains?
We're kind of foothills. Like imagine similar to Denver. That's kind of the closest thing you guys have down there.
Right. Okay.
That is where the mountain, that's where I found out that those mountains go cross over to Canada. Those mountains.
Yeah, the Rockies don't respect the border.
They don't stop at the border. They keep going. I had no idea until I took a big road trip across Canada. And yeah, my 30-year-old diesel Jetta had trouble going up those 8% grades for an hour. It wasn't cool.
Oh, some of the mountain passes are pretty crazy up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a famous one, Rogers Pass, that gets closed multiple times during the winter because the avalanches come down. And there was one time me and my buddy were heading out to Vancouver. We were driving up and we got to the very top of the pass and it was snowing like hell. And I'm like, I just want to get through here before they shut it down. Apparently they shut it down 5 minutes or 10 minutes after we got through.
Wow.
But we get over the top of the crest and we come down and we're going down this other 8% grade kind of thing. And all of a sudden I start realizing like, oh man, when I hit the brakes, we start sliding. And there's a big giant like embankment, and then there's a semi truck next to me, and we're kind of in a controlled skid down this mountain.
Oh,
in the
shit.
Middle of that, my buddy throws a bag of chips in front of me. He's like, potato chip? And I'm like, no, I don't want a potato chip right now. Just yelled at him, and then we finally got to the bottom of the hill. He was kind of like, what was that all about? I said, do you realize you're about ready to die? We were going to slide into the like median or go underneath this truck, and you're throwing a bag of chips in front of my face. He's like, well, just want to know if you want a chip. Like, well, I'll definitely take one now, but God damn it, like, read the situation.
You don't want to die hungry, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, why'd you get in a car crash? My buddy stuck a bag of chips in my face when I was trying to drive.
Were they all dressed chips?
Oh, I think they were actually, what's that fancy brand? Kettle brand, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they got, like, the honey mustard chip that's one of the world's greatest potato chips.
Yeah, those are pretty great. Brooks, isn't kettle chips from Salem or something like that?
Yeah, they're local. Oregon chips.
Yeah, I think that's a local.
They made it all the way up to Canada?
Yeah.
Is this one of those things that I didn't realize everybody else had? Like, everybody else has Tillamook cheese?
Well, now it's pretty global, right? It's like
it was regional back in the day.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it was one of the big conglomerates bought it out 20 years ago and then went Tillamook cheese because everyone's heard about it from the Northwest.
What the hell was that?
Some crazy sound.
No, Tillamook's still just a local company that's just, you know, they stepped up their distribution and marketing game. And they're shipping it all over the place.
I remember they advertised Tillamook cheese at Burgerville, and we used to go to Burgerville when my sister lived in Portland.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Brooks is a Burgerville boy. I don't go there very much.
You don't like Burgerville, John? It is a little pricey.
It's expensive, and it's not really any better than any other fast food.
I drove past your favorite burger place, the Super Deluxe, and they're closed. Are they closed on Sundays, John?
Oh, I don't know. I've been there 3 times.
It's your favorite.
So, yeah, it's my favorite. Yeah, it's my
That's
favorite.
That's the only
I won't
one.
Fucking stop going.
It's the only one you've ever talked about on here.
Yeah. It's kind of a in and out clone, Rob. It's just like a nice greasy burger. Yeah.
In and out seems the most the divisive question in burgers.
I know.
In the last
people
5 years.
Live or die about it. It's just like, yeah, it's a hamburger.
That was your first In-N-Out that last Vegas trip, wasn't it, Brooks?
No, I've been a few times. Usually I go when we don't have them here, so I'm just always on vacation and always feeling a little tipsy. When I'm feeling a little happy to be out eating burgers, I went to In-N-Out with John when we were down in L.A.
Oh, yeah. We went to Chick-fil-A, too.
We
don't have Chick-fil-A.
We
do now, but...
We went to Chick-fil-A, we ate our meal, and then we looked down the street, and there was an In-N-Out, and we're like,
"Oh yeah,
you want to go get some In-N-Out also?"
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
We're on vacation.
Yeah, it's always nice vacationing with another fat guy. I hate eating with my wife because she's like not, you know, she would never eat 2 meals back to back. But I knew Brooks would be down.
Yeah, we don't
I'm
get...
I'm sure Rob would be down, too.
We don't get
Oh, man,
judged.
I've done that with Brooks before. Let's just like, oh, there's another snack. Let's have some more beers. Oh, and another snack.
I think that In-N-Out...
I think we actually had midnight... We had midnight In-N-Out after that crazy night at the Rock Vault with Bo and Brandy and Nathan.
So I
don't even know if you remember that point.
It was
1 a.m. and I argued to go home and they were like, no, we got to go to In-N-Out. I'm like, no, let's just go to bed. But be damned if that wasn't a great cheeseburger.
We went to In-N-Out?
Yeah, after Rock Vault.
So Rob, was about 6 months ago when we went down to Vegas for the big barbecue for the podcast, Ice Cream Social.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Rob,
weren't you in charge of cooking all the food?
He's the chef.
I kind of coordinated it. Bo was our grill master. I did like sides and what else did I do? Oh, the quiche for the brunch. And actually, Deb ended up making the vegetarian option. I just kind of gave her a cooking lesson in how to make like vegetarian slider mix.
We were just down there. What did we end up with? Like 14 people barbecuing. Or more?
I think it was around that. I think, and then there was people that left early and people that came late. It was probably around 20 total.
Mm-hmm. And I am
Yeah, we spent an entire day.
And I had nothing to do with cooking. I was just the guy that spent way too long working on a Family Feud board and made it look awesome. And then
you were the hostess, Brooks.
I was the host. The hostess?
Yeah, Nathan did dishes. You were the hostess. Bo barbecued, and I did the rest.
I love it.
Oh, and Keith was our chauffeur, driving around the three idiots trying to shop at
Costco. Oh, yeah. What a pain in the ass.
The ultimate Costco trip ever. We showed up. I had this giant piece of paper, like, list that I had kind of worked over for 6 months and got down to, like, everything we needed to buy in as fast a time as we could when we got there. And we show up to Costco and we get in, and I'm like, hey, guys, I got to go to the bathroom. Stay here. And I'm like, leave the cart with them, and the list is in the cart. I go to the bathroom and I come back and there's no cart. And I just went, guys, where's the cart? And they all kind of looked at me like, what? Like, where's the cart I brought in? It had the list in it. And they're like, I don't know. So also, Brooks, I will say, he jumped right into action. He ran down a Costco guy and he's like, hey, somebody just took our cart and our list was in it. Can you make an announcement? And the guy just goes, no, I can't do that, sir. Like, no, you got to do it. And the guy goes, well, I can't because we don't have a loudspeaker address system in Costco.
Oh, I had never thought of
so
that.
So then all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, I've never heard an announcement in Costco. Yeah. So then the guy was nice and gave us a piece of cardboard and a pen. And then we just had to write the entire list again and reshop. But I've never been more mad at three people in my life for about a minute and a half. I'm like, all I had to do was watch the list while I went to the bathroom. Come on, guys.
Three adult men.
I was busy looking at deals on candy bars.
Oh yeah.
Trying to be like, should I pull the trigger on this box of Snickers bars? No.
What'd you end up doing? Did you buy them?
Rob?
No, because we kept telling him Bo was making pecan pie for dessert. We didn't eat Snickers.
Rob sat there.
Pecan pie.
Rob sat there like the Rain Man and just jotted down about 60 things that were on his list from memory. He goes, okay, here's the things for making all these meals from Costco.
And it looked about exactly the same, but on cardboard.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
That's interesting, though. Yeah, I've never heard anyone at Costco give an announcement. But, you know, the employees there are kind of like, don't fucking bother me, I'm working, which I appreciate. You know, they don't bother you.
That's one of the perks.
Occasionally, an important person will have the radio so they can radio around.
Right. Hey, we're out of this pallet, we're out of that pallet, but...
More cashiers.
Yeah. Oh, they're busting ass.
So, I don't think it's like the... what was that movie with Dane Cook where he worked in the Costco-type situation?
Oh, Employee of the Month?
That classic.
Yeah, I don't think
Dane
they actually
Cook movie.
Have... they don't have hidden clubhouses built up in the rafters.
No. When I worked at Home Depot, like a warehouse store, you know, I don't know if they have those up there in Canada.
We do have Home Depot, actually.
We had keys... I worked in the delivery department, and we had keys to like a roll-up door in the back that had rolls of carpet, and it was just for carpet. And we used to go back there and take little breaks and snooze on the rolls of carpet.
Carpet rolls?
Yeah. But it was like outside the building kind of, so we could get away with it.
You guys know how the internet ruins everything?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
And it finally hit me. A block and a half from my house, this dude has been growing an agave plant for the past.
Is that by your house?
That is a block and a half. You heard about it, John?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's big news in Portland this week.
Big. People are looking for things to do because they're all stuck inside their house. And this dude's been growing this agave plant for 20-something years now. And
it's like 10 feet tall.
No, it's like 18 feet tall. And this month is the month that it's blooming. And it's just like this awesome thing. But he went and told some people on the internet. And then KGW, the news station, did this full thing on him. And like all these other places did this thing on this agave plant, which is pretty cool. I mean, it looks like this giant asparagus pretty much, and that starts blooming at the top. But then 50-100 people are just gathering around in front of his house, like no mass, just all crowded up to look at this thing. And
yeah,
like,
it's a real white Portland bullshit person thing to do.
yeah
like, hey, there's this pretty flower, let's fucking go down and check it out,
form a line everywhere.
But they they had to like, they called the news station. They're like, please stop telling people about our flower because everybody's out in the street coughing on each other. And we can't support this kind of bullshit.
But by that point, it was too late. And
yeah, the word was out and they ruined it.
That's why we can't have nice things.
I didn't. Did you actually know where it was before the news report, Brooks?
I've been seeing it. I mean, I've driven past being like, what the fuck's that weird looking thing?
Okay.
Because it does kind of look like an alien weird plant. And then it started blooming.
Yeah, so that's where we're at, Rob. The main story was a plant.
Portland flocks to see plant.
Yeah. We're that fucking bored.
Well, Calgary, I think it was a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, they finally kind of were like, okay, it's not terrible. You guys can get outside. And we had our first nice day. And everyone just flocked down to the path on the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, normally, it's not too bad, but they had people in the newspaper say, writing in, being like, can this not happen again? This is my neighborhood, and I couldn't even go to the store because it was elbow-to-elbow traffic of people just like, it's a nice day. I'm going for a walk, baby.
Yeah. Is it it's springtime up there, right? Finally? Or is it still pretty chilly?
Yeah, barely. It's a little chilly right now, but we're kind of getting to where it's okay. We had a kind of late snow,
you know,
2 or 3 weeks ago, right before that. Hey, we're going out in the sunshine.
Yeah, we always get that false start, you know, like one nice week and we all think it's going to be fucking summer. And then it'll rain until July, pretty much, because we got another week of rain coming up for us, Brooks.
Yeah,
it just never ends.
Well, at least it was nice on the weekend this time.
Yeah, that's true.
So I could sit inside my house.
Yeah, so we can sit inside
and look outside and see the sun.
Yeah. I mean,
Portland for all the rain, because I used to go there a bunch.
Yeah.
Most of the time I went to Portland, the weather was shit. But there was times in the summer that I went where I was like, this is an ideal summer climate.
Yeah. No, it is pretty amazing, but you got to suffer like 9 months of kind of bullshit before.
Yeah,
you
living
have
in nice Mordor time. For a while.
Yeah,
where's we the get sun? Kind of
yeah, I know Portland doesn't actually get that much rain, like per inches, opposed to like, you know, other cities in the country, Atlanta or Boston or wherever. They actually get more inches per year, but we have a lot of drizzle. Gray days, like there's not a ton of rain, it's just a little bit for a long time.
It's kind of like Vancouver Island when I've been out there, which is kind of similar climate where it's rainforest but temperate.
temperate rainforest. Yeah, so it kind of wears you down over time, but we're finally coming out of the long dark and it's been really nice out. I think it was like 85 degrees today, Brooks.
Yeah, somewhere yesterday it was toasty.
Got the pool out. Kids were having a good time.
I actually had to turn on my air conditioning yesterday, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty rough.
My kids were going to bed at like whatever 8, 7:30 yesterday night, and it was just so hot in their room because their room gets the nighttime sun, and it just gets hot in there.
Yeah,
and they're both tossing and turning just in their shorts, no shirts, no blankets or anything. So I'm like, all right, I got to turn on the air conditioning because Jackson's like, why is it so hot in here? I'm like, stop complaining.
It's against like your dad instinct. You're like, no, I got to save money. Sit there and sweat.
I'm not one of those dads that
cares
about
the body's natural defense against heat.
Yeah.
I'm not a dad that cares about the electric bill yet. When will I get there, John?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really care.
Walk around.
I care about the water
off bill.
No, my wife turns off all the lights. I don't. I'm a big light lever on her. And but no, I hate the wasting of water. Oh, and I'll just be like spraying the hose on the lawn for no reason, just because he likes playing with the water. And
but your grass is so green.
Yeah, right. All the weeds are growing real nice. So what are you drinking there, Rob? It looks like a root beer.
A&W root beer.
Oh, I called it.
Yeah, they just finally got them at the Costco in the glass bottle up here.
Oh, deluxe.
It's Canada's always been a few steps behind in root beer. Pardon me. But being one of my favorite beverages when we came up from visiting the States when I was younger, we would bring up Henry Weinhardt's and IBC and all those kind of things.
Hmm.
And then we'd hand them out to like family and friends. We'd be like, have delicious root beer, because we only really had A&W and Hires growing up.
Oh. You ever get that Barks root beer?
Barks we finally got in Canada, I think it was about 20 years ago. Because oh, that dang. Used to be big of like Barks in the can when
yeah, you're yeah.
on vacation in the summer. I still say Barks is only good in a can. It's not good fountain, not good in a bottle, good in a can.
Hmm. I don't have any strong root beer opinions myself.
Oh, come good. On.
You ever make you it yourself? Portland.
Actually, I have made it myself a few times.
Yeah.
What
My old Scoutmaster used to make it.
Is it just roots?
I don't know. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, you just go find any root brooks and just mix it up with some brown sugar, and then
you get
a carbonation, and you're good, and that's root beer. Yeah, just root and sugar and beer.
Okay.
I look forward to homemade Brooks beer.
The root beer
I bottle those up and send them over.
The root beer I had as a kid was Dad's root beer.
Oh, yeah, Dad's root beer.
Oh, Dad's is all right.
And I remember because I was like, oh, it's my dad's, as a dumb kid. They're like, ah, it's Dad's. Hey, Dad, you made this.
That's a good story, Brooks. Oh, I like it.
Fuck. Fuck you. I'm cutting this out.
No more root beer talk. It makes Brooks angry.
Oh, man. Yep.
So you're a chef, Rob, a professional chef.
We chef.
We. C'est vrai. And how long have you been doing that? Like forever?
No, not forever, actually. People told me to do it forever because I was always a decent home cook. But I only got into cooking 10 years ago.
Okay.
That's when I went to culinary school.
Yeah.
Because it was actually my grandma's funeral where my mom's three brothers came into town and they were doing all the like lawyer stuff and funeral things, and I was staying with my folks because I had a injury at the time, like paralyzed diaphragm, which stinks.
Oh, anywho, that sounds bad.
Oh, it sucked.
Yeah,
running on one lung for 9 months was not good.
Whoa.
But after one of the meals that I made for them when they got home from running around, my oldest uncle came over and just was like, that was a hell of a meal. Like, you should go to culinary school. And I was like, nah, I just like doing it for fun, and kind of gave him all the things I'd told everyone for 10 years.
Right.
And then he just went, no. Like, clearly you love to cook. Like, go to school. And then 9 months later, I was in culinary school and then just kind of went with it. And yeah, now I'm going out to help a buddy of mine open a restaurant in Cape Breton.
Yeah, that's cool. How long is culinary school? Or do you say culinary school?
Culinary? I say culinary because I'm poor white trash from America that moved to Canada.
Right.
I'm sure over in my uncle that he did his mission in France, he would say culinary because he always says all the French stuff that way.
Right.
He did a really good chef from The Little Mermaid of the Le Poisson, Le Poisson.
Oh, yeah. His mission? Like a Mormon mission?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I told Brooks it was a hoot that when we were first like, I'm Canadian John.
It, oh, I see.
We both grew up Mormon. And
gotcha. Yeah,
my mom's side of the family is still pretty active Mormon for the most part.
Okay.
I think about a third of the grandkids now have kind of separated out in their older age. Yeah.
It's always good to see another brother out in the wild.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you got out. Well done.
Yeah, good job. I was just talking to my mom. She said the missionaries are going to start going back out and proselytizing. I go, is that a good idea?
Yeah,
and she goes, well, the prophet said it's okay. So, you know, that's direct line from God. I was like, all right.
Okay, well, God sent this.
Have fun.
God sent this plague down upon us.
Yeah, whatever. You can't argue with that kind of shit. You just go, okay, mom, whatever.
Yeah, this was God's divine plan, hey?
Cool. Yeah, right? Bullshit.
You know what I was thinking about that might be a perk of this whole social distancing, whatever, future? Mm-hmm. like, who knows? I don't imagine things are going to be going back to completely normal ever, like with people hugging and shaking and whatever. Maybe a couple years from now. But in the meantime, less sexual harassment, right? For the ladies, because they could just play it off like, hey, 6 feet, dude. When the creepy guy wants to come up and snuggle up onto this gal. Is this still something people are worried about, John?
I don't know.
Rob?
I was going to say, you're talking to the wrong two guys about creepy guys hitting on them, because only really weird guys hit on me, so I don't have to deal with creepy guys at work.
Yeah.
They stay away from me.
Yeah, maybe I'll save
that
question.
I work with two other men.
Dang it.
So I don't know.
Your boss doesn't come up and put his hands on you and talk to you really close?
I don't believe I've ever touched him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think UPS works a little differently than our jobs, apparently.
I think you have a different corporate culture than we do.
What happens in the locker room when you guys change into your brown shorts and shirts? Like high school football, snapping towels.
Or,
yeah, I bet.
There's one communal shower, and we all shower up in the morning.
I knew it. Is there one old guy who
won't wear a towel? And all that?
One old guy that's been driving for 40 years over in the corner just
balls out,
stretching for some reason, getting his morning
shaving with no pants on.
Yeah, such an old man move. What joy it'll be to be that old and just not give two shits about anything.
Yeah, go to the public pool and shave there naked.
I've been in a shower room where a dude's just full on drying off with the hand dryers, his whole body.
Yeah.
And another guy's like, hey, I got a towel if you need one. Went up to him and he's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I wonder about places like that were already kind of gross, like locker rooms and gyms and pools and things. Like, what are they going to do when people start opening back up? You know? You're already like almost touching people in the swimming pool anyway.
Well, I think all those things have been canceled forever. No one will ever swim.
Canceled forever.
No one will ever swim in a pool with people they don't know anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You got to go to the pool.
Well, how about even like school with gym class and sports locker rooms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one thing to have the money like the NFL has where they can have an army of people cleaning between games, but to have that many janitors to keep things sanitary might be a bit much.
It seems like the wrestling would, I'd always hear about the whole wrestling team getting some weird fungus every year.
Yeah, I got ringworm.
Ringworm.
Yeah, I did. Yep. It was from those filthy Californians.
What?
We did what do they call it? Like a
tournament?
Yeah, like a tournament, but it was like it didn't like count for points.
Like a billet kind of thing?
Yeah, it was just like for fun. Preseason kind of shit. We went down to like Ashland and we wrestled a bunch of kids from California. And when we came back, our whole team got ringworm. Pretty much everybody. I had a nice big circle on my cheek in high school as a freshman, which was pretty cool.
But did you win?
It didn't matter. It wasn't for points. It was just for fucking practice.
Oh.
Yeah.
But did you win though? Did you?
Probably not.
I didn't win very much.
No, I didn't win a lot of wrestling. Wrestling's really hard and sucks. So
yeah. Wrestling was fun for me. I did grade 7 through 10 and then ended up getting injured because one of the big giant guys on the team decided to do like a big sumo splash on me during a break.
Yeah.
I had my arms behind my head and he landed too high and like ripped my elbow back and tore my tricep muscles.
Ooh.
So that kind of forced
and paralyzed
my
your diaphragm?
No, that was actually a car crash when I hit the seat belts. Apparently sometimes you'll hit a nerve bundle.
Oh,
weird.
Holy shit. Was so that was potato chip related as well or?
No, that was actually drug related.
Oh, never mind.
not one of my shining moments driving ketamine.
Oh yeah, falling down a K-hole while you're driving.
Yeah, it was real smart idea of mine. Ended up in a snowbank, luckily.
Hmm.
That's the only good thing is I went into a snowbank instead of property or a person or anything.
So how much snow do you guys deal with every winter? Like, what's typical?
Calgary actually isn't too bad because no matter how much snow we get, we have a phenomenon called the Chinook winds.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's really, as my dad always said, if it's crappy down in like Spokane, Coeur d'Alene,
yeah,
in the wintertime and they're getting dumped on, it's nice up here because the way the jet stream changes.
Okay.
It just drops all the moisture and gets hot. So in the middle of the winter, crap, it'll be Celsius. But like the hottest I saw, I think, was 12 Celsius in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
So it goes from minus 30 Celsius to plus 12 in like a day and a half.
Huh.
It'll be nice for a couple of days, and then it'll get kind of temperate again. It's just this weird blow dryer effect that we'll get. So it does melt the snow.
Yeah.
The first time I went out east in Canada, I went, why do you guys have so much snow? Did you just have a blizzard?
Hmm.
And my friend's dad went, no, you're from Calgary. Snow melts there. Like, we get snow and it stays here until it melts in the spring.
Wow. So it just accumulates all winter and gets dirty and shitty.
Yeah. Like they said, they had to, when they start shoveling their sidewalks at the beginning of the year, they have to pile the snow in the very center of the lawn. So by the end of the winter, they just have a giant hill.
Wow.
Is.
That seems like a lot of work.
Why would anybody want to live there?
It doesn't sound very fun.
Yeah, I guess those...
The summers are nice.
Yeah. Plus, you just get used to anything, you know? I think a lot of people would say, why do you live in gloomy-ass Oregon?
Yeah,
we were just...
My dad also, growing up, always pointed out that you'll see more people in minus 20 out and about in the wintertime here than if you go to Phoenix and it's 130 and... Otherwise, people are in a pool or air-conditioned malls down there.
Yeah,
you can only take
off
so
many clothes. You can dress for the cold, you can't dress for the heat.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't want to move any further south than Oregon. It's already plenty hot in the summer for me. If anything, I would move more north. Because I can, I can always put on more clothes. I can't get less fat. That's impossible.
The insulation's there permanently.
As far as I can tell, it's just not going to go away. So,
I tried at one point. I've given. Yeah. I've since given up.
Yeah, getting too old to give a shit.
Like we talked about, Hostess pies are just too delicious.
Yeah, did you go get some of them pies?
Pies, of course.
Been dreaming about them.
Oh man, they got a creme brulee pie now. It's not Hostess, but it's JJ's pies. Same thing.
Okay.
Is it creme brulee? It's two layers. It's got chocolate, and it's got like a vanilla-y layer. Ooh. I don't think anybody hit it with a blowtorch, though.
So. Right. It's hard to. In a pie.
In a pie.
Rob, are you you don't do any dessert, right? You stay away from the baking?
I dabble in baking, but I've never done it professionally.
Yeah.
But one of my best creations I did that came up during culinary school was the Fat Elvis Parfait.
Yeah.
We had gone to a place that does the Fat Elvis milkshakes. You guys have probably heard of those.
Like, no, never heard of that.
Peanut butter banana milkshake, and then there's bacon bits in it.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Because Elvis used to do the fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches and bacon fat when he was a kid. So me and my buddy from school went and had that, and then we were in our pâtissier class doing desserts, and I was like, oh, man, we should make like a homemade banana like pudding thing. We'll make bacon swizzle sticks and like candied bacon gingerbread, and came up with this parfait thing and ended up making it for work just because I was basically working part-time during school, and told the pastry chef about it. And she was like, that sounds cool. You should come in and make it.
Cool.
So I made it for a Friday night one time, and made like 15 of them and gave the servers one, and they said they sold out like immediately.
Yeah, I see that on. I would definitely choose something like that. Kind of wacky. Shit, Voodoo Donuts here in Portland made an empire off of putting a piece of bacon on a fucking donut. You know? And dry-ass, stale Cap'n Crunch on a donut, too.
Yeah.
It's basically like topping with razor blades. Is the donut craze kind of passed down there, or is it still going strong?
What do you say,
John? Well, Voodoo's become like a tourist thing, and probably the last 10 years... natives have turned against the Voodoo Donut.
Fuck those guys.
It's just gotten too popular. And
I think it was 10 years ago we got the kind of donut craze up here, and some friends were showed up to a party with these donuts. Oh, you got to try these. And I said, how much are these? They said $36 a dozen.
Oh, that's crazy.
You spent $36 on a dozen mediocre donuts? Like, yeah. What are you doing? Like, give me $36. I'll make you 12 nice donuts. I'm not even good at making donuts.
I mean, for me, like any donut on the planet's like an 80% out of 100. Mm-hmm. Like, they're good. The worst one's probably 70%. They're all good. It's just not, you know, my favorite thing in the world.
I remember when Krispy Kreme came to town.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
And I bought a case of them, or a couple cases, and I just had them in my room. And my dad walked, I was like 18 or 19. He walked into my room at some point during the day and saw this box of donuts. There was like a couple left, and he just took one. And I see him, whatever, a few days later, he's like, yeah, I had one of those Krispy Kreme donuts. He's like, they're all right. They're not great. And I say, that donut box has been sitting there for 3 weeks. And oh, he's wow. Like, oh, that explains it. Yeah. It's pretty dry.
Crunch, crunch.
The regular glaze turned into a sour cream old-fashioned all dried up.
Hey, John, do we have time for a question on this Zoom?
Yeah, I don't see the warning yet. So.
Oh, cool.
We're doing good.
Super fan Tanya.
All right.
Wrote us in. 49. Great questions. Who was your childhood celebrity crush, Rob? I mean, you're much, yeah, much
we'll
older
have to
than
go. Us. Much, much?
Much, much, much older.
I thought I was like 7 years older than you or something. How old are you, Brooks?
Yeah, that's right.
Brooks has just turned 35. I'll be 38 in 2 months.
Okay, so I'm older because I'm 42.
Much,
no,
much older.
Much older. It's not like it's a generational gap.
No.
It's hard to choose one out of my childhood. Is there like a certain age we're going to talk about here?
Just the first
one.
Do we
want to talk about like... Do we want to talk about like the first one where you're kind of like, okay, girls are neat, or the first one that you like discovered yourself with?
Oh.
Well, maybe a little both. I was going to say Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Wait, JTT? Full House? The long-haired girl? No, from, John, that... I mean,
wait a minute,
Full
what?
House from Home Improvement? That was a boy.
Home Improvement, yeah, right.
John,
right.
That was a boy.
Yeah, so?
They didn't have two sons.
I got something to tell you, Brooks.
What's that?
Joe, appreciate this, but I always liked Topanga. I thought she was pretty cute.
Ooh, well done. I did talk about Topanga with Joe because that's the only reason I went on the show was to be, all right, I'll watch some
all right.
Topanga
She's
videos.
Pretty interesting.
So back in the day.
I did, and you brought it up earlier, Rob, Ariel from Little Mermaid. I always thought she was
Well, I guess I would, if we're going cartoons, I'm going to have to go with Jessica Rabbit.
How about the girl squirrel from Sword in the Stone? I thought she was pretty cute. Wait a minute.
Or Gidget or Gadget from
Right.
Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, what was her name?
Okay, this question is now morphed into cartoon chicks we were down with.
Yeah, apparently so I'm into cartoons.
I'm gonna say Grammy from Gummy Bears.
Oh boy. Yeah, she was bouncing in all the right places.
I was thinking the gal Wednesday from Adam's Family, the movies.
Yeah.
What was her name? She was married
Christina
to
Ricci?
Christina Ricci.
Christina.
From Adam's Family and Casper.
Well, I like Winona Ryder from Beetlejuice. She
okay.
She's pretty cute.
Christina Ricci was a bit too young for me, but once she got to be an adult, then I was a huge Christina Ricci fan.
Black Snake Moan?
No, I didn't watch that because it sounded just terrible. But I do remember one of the early triumphs of the internet was showing me her topless scene from Prozac Nation.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of sad to masturbate to. It's about a depressed woman, and she's just kind of sitting there confused topless. But it was Christina Ricci's boobs. So
Yeah, there's no choice.
Brooks was saying the internet ruins everything. That day, it did not.
Oh, I was a bit older, but Britney Spears really did it for me when I was 16, I think.
I think she did it for a lot of guys.
Oh, I had a big crush on her.
The first celebrity I ever saw in a Playboy, because they used to do all the celebrity issues, mm-hmm. was me and my cousin when we were 12. We were visiting my grandparents before a family reunion. We were walking through a drugstore with my grandma, and all of a sudden my cousin went, "Yo, yo, hold up." And I went, "What?" And grandma kind of went walking, and I think she was getting a card for someone, and he went, "Erica Elenak from Baywatch is in the Playboy." No. Checking this out right now. So my grandma was in the same drugstore while her two good Mormon Deacon grandsons were checking out Erica Elenak. It was well worth the, like, "Oh man, we're gonna get in trouble."
Oh yeah.
You just went
yeah,
behind.
I remember I said
they just had it over to the side and you just went and snuck a peek, or do you just
Yeah, it was, this was the late 80s, so they just had a magazine rack and there was the kind of high shelf with covers covering up the front except for the right. title at the top. Yeah, my cousin came up, he was from California, so he was like, "I know that Erica Elenak is in the Playboy this month. We got to go check it out, man."
Create a distraction.
See, I didn't have HBO every year, Brooks, to see like those softcore porns, you know?
Oh, his free weekend you guys spoke of?
The free yeah. weekend.
Didn't they have like, you know, sexy movies on HBO after 11
no,
o'clock
that
or
was,
whatever?
That was Cinemax. I mean, they had real sex, but that was just a...
Just the weirdest documentary fucking... about gross sex ever.
Yeah.
Real sex, yeah.
Biggest letdown ever.
This guy likes wearing a diaper, but it's like, no.
And it
it's
would,
hard to jerk off to.
It would flip in between the good stuff with the super weird stuff.
Yeah, we used to tolerate a lot of bullshit to see boobs
oh,
back in the
so
day.
Oh, so much bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you go watch a movie just to see the very last 10 seconds of like, oh, side boob. Sweet.
Oh, man.
I think the internet has definitely ruined pornography for everyone.
Or made it amazing.
We're just,
well, we'll have to see it. How the younger generation that has always had it turns out. Because I didn't yeah. get to see internet porn of good quality until late 20s, early 30s, I think. Up until then, it was the 15-minute
picture
to load up the picture, and you just be like, "Oh, come on!"
Yeah, it was barely worth it. I mean, we still made it work, but
we used to go play basketball while we would download it, and you'd come in after each game by 21 and yeah. see how the progress was going.
Well, when I went to college when I was 18, there was fast internet there, and that was a real awakening. Those were the, you know, Napster, LimeWire. Bearshare
oh,
kind of days.
DSL type line.
Exactly,
or...
yeah. So you could actually download
did
pornographic
you
movies.
Did you say Bearshare?
Yeah, that was one of them.
What's that? Is it?
It's like LimeWire or okay. Napster.
I thought it was just a bunch
it was just
of bears.
A peer-to-peer.
Bears sharing with each other.
No, yeah, that's before we knew about gay people.
I was thinking about earlier today about how nerdy things are super popular now, pretty much just because the internet exists. Like, it's become more socially acceptable or more socially just known about. It's easier to get access.
Are you asking me as the authority on all nerdy things?
Yeah, it's just like before, I don't know, I haven't done much history, but it seems like before 1970, there wasn't much really nerdy shit that hit mainstream, and now people are complaining about all these nerds and all their nerdy things, which are perfectly cool and fun, but it was like maybe, I don't know. Fuck, I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's the great thing about the internet, is the thing that it hasn't ruined is it allows people to find their communities that otherwise you were isolated. You know, back in the day, you didn't know if anyone played D&D in your friend group or in your high school, but now you can just reach out and connect with dorks all over the world.
And that's why...
Back in the day, you'd be lucky to have a monthly, like, mailing out list or from fanzines and things like that, so you'd only get the one communication a month, and people would write letters in, and then they'd have the once-a-month thing, and now it's instantaneous of... This game just came out and I did this. Check it out. This
yeah.
is the instructions for it.
So you can find all the information you could possibly want about the smallest little thing, the smallest little community that you belong to. And I don't know. I don't know if it's become more socially acceptable to be nerdy.
I think so.
I still think it should be hidden. You should hide it.
You think
I don't play video games?
Hide down never in seen the it. Basement.
Yeah, exactly. It's shameful. Keep it hidden.
It might be that they got rid of pocket protectors, so now they're not easily ostracized. Of like, ah, oh, look at that nerd.
Mm. Yeah, I do own a slide rule and kind of know how to use it, which is super nerdy. Before calculators, Brooks, there are these things called slide rules.
If you were in this basement
nobody?
Right now, John, I would give you the biggest wedgie.
Yeah, good luck. Try it,
the only thing I know about slide rules is my mom used them in high school because she was in the slide rule club.
Yeah.
And I asked her recently if she could use a slide rule if she had to anymore, and she said not to save her life.
It's not that hard. I'm sure she could pick it up pretty quickly. You can definitely get really good at it, and you got to have like a keen eye because you're reading these, you know, little hash marks on a ruler. There's like a procedure to it. I'll bust it out someday and show it to you, Brooks.
Thank you.
It'd be like watching an Asian kid just go nuts on an abacus.
Yeah, sure.
I want to see this slide rule, John. Do you have it behind you?
It's up in my box of nerdy shit that I keep hidden.
Keep hidden away.
I'll bring it down soon.
Good. Yeah.
Next to all my Warhammer figurines and Hero Clicks. And...
Hey, leave Joe alone.
Take that, Joe.
I really
do Warhammer, John?
No.
Okay. I was about to lose a lot of respect for you if you actually spent time Warhammering. But
no, I'm trying to make fun of the real nerds out there.
That is one of the ultimate guy nerd things to do is to paint miniatures.
Yeah, right.
I can't get into it enough to want to spend $1,500 on some figurines that I'm going to paint.
Yeah, it's crazy expensive too. That's the really insane thing.
I really hope that the one listener that just came upon this organically is not into Warhammer and he's just like, fuck these guys.
How dare they?
He's listening while painting a figure and he's like, what?
What?
I thought you were my friend.
His masterpiece.
He goes, you know what? They're right. This is terrible.
Just brings it slowly over to the garbage.
It's just a weird combination in my mind. You're into like this really sci-fi future war stuff, which is cool, which I actually do enjoy.
You like
but
the books.
But then you're also into crafts and painting. It's just it's a weird combo.
Yeah, when you do those Briggs-Myers tests, that's one of those weird ones that no one in your class got. Where you're like, right. Nobody got that combination of letters? No one?
Nobody? I'm all alone? Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Damn it. I guess I'll do this project by myself.
But you're kind of that way, Brooks. I could see you getting into painting figurines. You're into a little detail work and painting and drawing.
I could paint the figurines, but not how they're supposed to look. Or not.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like being told what to do or how to do it.
Those nerds are pretty strict.
I can't be that strict. And that's why I can't, you know, get good grades in school or, you know, keep up a nice workout regimen.
No, nobody wants to do that.
Only go-getters that I do not understand.
You're a go-getter, man. You're going to go across the country and start up a restaurant with your buddy.
Yeah, what kind of restaurant is it?
I'm happy living in this same spot for the rest of my life.
I guess I am kind of a gypsy in my chosen profession.
Yeah.
But we're going to be looking to do pretty much as local and fresh as we can. Dave... A friend of mine that's out there last summer did sourdough and bread and stuff at the farmers markets out there.
Uh-huh.
So he's met a lot of the farmers and producers. So we're going to try to source as much as we can from kind of Cape Breton area and the fishermen and all that kind of stuff. So there's going to be a lot of lobster and halibut and all that kind of seafood stuff. And apparently, I didn't know this, they have a decent cattle industry out there. because it's decent ranch lands on the island. So it sounds like we'll have a little bit of beef in there.
Wow.
But we're definitely having to change our plan because who knows if we're going to be able to have guests or not and all that. So it's going to kind of be a modified menu. We're looking into maybe doing like take and bake food is kind of taking a resurgence now.
Sure.
People having to stay at home more. But yeah, we're looking to, we'll kind of have more of a menu in, I guess, a month and a half or so.
Okay.
Which it worked out well, actually, that I decided to, because I booked my flight months ago and just was like, oh, I'll get there early because Dave thought we'd start in earnest in June. So luckily I have 2 weeks to quarantine in my little cabin I'm staying in and then actually have time to get working on the menu and
the
kind of product and stuff they have to have out there that's available. And
so after the flight, you'll stay isolated for 2 weeks and then.
Yeah, because right now that's one of the provincial rules is when you get in to, from like, we have provinces like states down there. So when you get in, everyone that comes in from out of province has to quarantine for 14 days.
Oh, okay.
So I was actually telling Brooks it'll suck. I'm going to have withdrawals from podcasts because I don't have internet at my place.
Oh, holy shit.
So, what are you going to do? I know. Luckily, I'm going to be borrowing some DVDs because I found out there's a DVD player at the place I'm staying.
Wow.
But, I worked out the grid for summers before, like up in the mountains. We didn't have internet for a few years at the place I worked unless you were down the road going to get beer.
Right.
You could use your cell phone. But the restaurant has internet, so whenever I'm at the restaurant, I'll be able to download podcasts there. But this initial 2 weeks is going to be a test of my metal.
Yeah, no shit. Well, you can download a bunch, save up a big backlog, or I don't know. I don't know what the device is. Download
that's
an audio
what I was
book?
Thinking. Normally, actually, I just got my new library audiobook came in, so I have that, and I think there's a couple more in the pipes for later, but I figured instead of my usual thing of listening to podcasts on the plane, I'll try to save as many as I can from pretty much today until when I get there.
Yeah.
Hold me off, and I'm going to have to ration them. I'm like, okay, my one to like relax right before bed. I have one of these.
2 days later,
well,
they're
all
gone.
It'd be weird not
gone.
Having my Saturday afternoon where I just go, oh, Basement Buddies. Saturday.
Oh, right. Yeah, you gotta check in and see what we're up to.
I'd like to apologize for yesterday.
You're the only good Saturday refreshing podcast in my scroll, so I appreciate you guys on Saturdays.
That's good. Yeah, we've been tried to be consistent. Brooks, he keeps the train rolling. He's a taskmaster. He's always yelling at me to do edits and get my shit together.
He does crack the whip. I would just get a moment of peace from cooking down in Vegas when he would be like, all right, let's talk about what you just did in the kitchen and podcast about it.
Yeah.
It was quite fun, but he does crack the whip of like, dude, podcast.
Well, I need that kind of motivation. I need that kind of help. But
Taskmaster, otherwise you're happy just hanging out.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll do it later, and then just never do it.
Yeah, can't we just talk without these microphones and headphones on, Brooks?
No.
Like, no, put them on.
I talked
with his family, too.
Around
Jackson.
The dinner table.
Yeah, right.
I talked with Joe for 3 hours. I was trying to get Rob and Joe from Joe Meets World just to chitty chat and do some bonus content or whatever for this. And Rob had passed out early that night and Joe stayed up. I think it was like 1 o'clock his time or something. And I chatted with him for 3 hours, but we didn't start recording for like an hour and a half. We were waiting for you, Rob. And then, I'm like, okay, I'm going to start recording, Joe. And Joe's like, can't we just have a regular conversation, man? It's like, yeah, I guess so.
It's always a performance for you, isn't it, Brooke?
Nope. I just enjoy listening back because now I have no idea what we talked about for 3 hours. It just goes out and away. But this, we get to hear the two of us talk about Hostess Pies. I get to listen back to that years later.
It is fun. Now that we've built up a big backlog, it's fun to listen to the old ones and be like, oh, holy shit. We never have anything to talk about. That's great.
We never do.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, John, how was Mother's Day?
Yes, sir.
Do you treat your wife right?
No, probably not. I bought her a KitchenAid hand mixer.
Okay.
And that's it.
And you said, get to the kitchen.
That's about it. Yeah, get cooking. She made some of that Dalgona coffee that's really popular right now. Dalgona?
What is it?
You take instant coffee and like a little bit of water and sugar, and you mix it up, and it turns into like a froth.
Hmm.
I'd have to look it up. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I have an instant espresso that I drink. Is it that? Or is it just...
It's like the crystal, the powder stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, you can, it takes like 20 minutes to whip it up, but it makes a fun foam. And, you know, I love eating foams.
Mm-hmm.
It's my main source of nutrients. And, yeah, we just kind of hung out, cleaned up the house, it was mostly Owen's birthday today. So we did a bunch of stuff for that, you know, handing him presents, doing a pinata, chatted with the neighbors. They gave him some more presents and, the police were down the street running off a hobo. So we stopped and chatted with the policeman for a minute. And he turned on the lights for Owen. He was pretty excited about that.
Did he get a sticker?
No, he's like, oh, I'm all out of stickers. Sorry, guys.
Did he let him pump the shotgun once or twice? Yeah.
He let him put his fingers down the end of the barrel. And that's pretty cool.
Hold this for a pic.
Yeah. And he said, good thing you guys aren't black or I would have shot you. I was like, oh, fun. Thanks, police. Yeah, it was a pretty low-key day.
Yeah, I probably screwed up, like, mostly. Yeah. I was making more fridge magnets for my my other mothers, for my mom and my in-laws. And Jamie goes, no need to make me one. I have enough. It's like every birthday thing. I'm like, I made you a fridge magnet.
Here's another fridge magnet.
Put it on the fridge. Our fridge already has 20 magnets on it.
I was going to email the complaints department for your fridge magnet company.
What happened?
I have one.
Oh, no. Did it fall?
It fell on the ground, and the magnet fell out of the back because it's just hot glued in there.
What am I supposed to do, John? How am I supposed to fix that?
Just use like Gorilla Glue or something.
I think I've gotten better with my magnet placements.
Okay.
So yours was probably one of the first ones.
The first gens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Just throw that away. I moved on.
Oh, I did.
It's become obsolete. It's no longer holds stuff to the fridge. I have them set up that way. They're like I learned from Apple. You just make them fail after
planned obsolescence?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good business strategy because now, you know, I'm just dying for fridge magnets.
Oh, see, yeah, you need another one. You got used to hanging things on your fridge, didn't you?
Yeah, I got addicted to it. Now I'm jonesing.
I actually did go next door and picked a couple flowers like last week.
Stealing them from the old lady?
Well, she's not enjoying them. I think I sent a picture.
She's probably dead, so who cares?
I sent a picture of Rob. He said they look great. Right?
They were nice flowers, actually. Well, I gave him marks on that. I was kind of suspect on the yin-yang Cheeto bowl, but apparently it curried good favor.
She doesn't like all the fire Cheetos, but she likes a little bit in with her Cheeto mix.
Yeah. Well, she's a weird lady. I mean, she married you after all, so... The exciting thing that happened to us this weekend or this week was I had a window open in Owen's room and he pulled it down and it's, you know, I live in an old house and the window slammed on his fingertips.
Fuck.
And it auto locks. It has these like little latches that you have to pull in.
Oh.
So he couldn't pull his fingers out. And I was in the room with him and I was holding the baby and I'm like, trying to, you know, you need two hands to unlock it, and he's screaming, and his fingers are pretty fucked up. He'll probably lose a couple fingernails. So that was pretty exciting.
Happy birthday.
That was 2 days ago. Yeah, happy birthday, kid. Sorry, your fingers are broken.
Life's tough.
I don't know. I need to replace those windows. Maybe that is moving up on the list, priority-wise.
The finger guillotine window is not good for children, I guess.
No. Yeah, I thought it'd be nice to
wife,
have a little...
The wife might elbow you on that one. If maybe let's get those changed out.
Yeah, they're pretty old. It'd be nice to replace them anyway. So that might be my project this summer.
I'm waiting for you to do it, so then I can do it.
Well, we already put windows into your dormer. That seemed pretty easy.
It's easy.
And Pete's done a few windows at his place.
It's just the ordering of the custom windows and waiting is all... Like, I have all the things measured to do my windows. I just need to go to Home Depot and order them.
Spend money.
And give them money.
I hate doing.
Bullshit.
It is a bunch of bullshit. All right, speaking of bullshit, I think my kids are losing their minds upstairs. So I should probably get going.
All right. Rob, if we never hear from you again, if you go down off the
seas...
We
assume your friend killed you and served you as a meal.
Oh.
As a cannibal restaurant.
The daily special. Actually, it'd probably be a monthly. I've made the COVID-15 for sure.
Yeah.
I'm extra tender, though.
You are?
I'm on that Kobe cow diet. I'm getting a massage daily.
Yeah,
grains,
just drinking beer all day, getting massaged by a Japanese guy.
Speaking of cannibals and such, maybe for your next episode, you can do this question that right before we finished up work, one of the other guys I worked with said, if you had to eat a cut of human, which muscle would you choose?
Oh, I think like thigh, right?
Not actually the butt area.
All right, yeah, we'll save it.
Save it. Thanks, Rob.
But yeah, good luck, dude. Have fun traveling.
Yeah, hopefully it goes well and I don't get sick or make people sick unknowingly on my travels and get a quarantine and learn how to cook a whole bunch of lobsters. That'll be
awesome.
My summer.
Maybe we'll have a remote trip, Brooks. You and I will go eat lobsters in Nova Scotia. It's not very far, right?
If
just across the entire continent. And not too far.
Talk to you later,
thanks
man.
Thanks for coming on, dude.